Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight I'm going to be really multidimensional. And that's, it's a terminology, meaning I'm going to be everywhere. This dimension, that dimension, and whatever dimension. I want to talk about three different things, well, more than three different things, but three things I want to present in the beginning. I had an interview with Karen McDonald and Alfred Lambermont, and we were talking about the current state of affairs as the end result of these vaccines and the genetics and the takeover of people through programming, operating systems, and whatever. We got into a discussion about it, what we could do and how to defend. Then I got another video from Shai in Israel, and he was talking about what's going on in Israel. For those of you who are pro-Israel, you might be in for a rude awakening, because here's a man who is Hebrew that's going to tell you how things are being staged to get you to believe whatever propaganda and bullshit they want you to believe. And the same method that they're doing in Israel right now, they're doing in our respective country. They're doing it in Canada, especially in Alberta. They're doing it in everything. They say the world is a stage and we're the players in the stage. Well, this is really what's going on right now, and I'm going to let him explain that in his own words. And then Fauci, little Mr. Fauci, little Fauci. Fauci is a paid show, just like some of the alternative paid shows. And when you understand that this man is going to go whichever way the wind blows, because he's being paid a lot of money to do this, you begin to realize how incredibly non-credible this guy is. I don't know how in the bloody hell this guy's the health ahead of the health in America. It's almost as bad as us having Tam Tam the Scam here in Canada. Both of them are incompetent, both of them are not qualified, and both of them are actors. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with Shai. I'm going to let him explain to you what's going on in Israel, so that when we in the West, United States, Canada, Europe, the Americas, South America, the Caribbean, you know, Russia, Australia, New Zealand, the world, pretty much. Because they are the template right now. They are the protocol, prototype that they are promoting. And when you see that this propagation of the Middle East is being propagated on purpose, on purpose, Palestine is in rubble. I don't know if any of you have seen some of the documentaries of Palestine, but they absolutely hold no threat to Israel. None. They have literally leveled everything there. There is actually a documentary that was done, and all they've done, all the Mossad has done, all the military has done there is agitated these people. They had no way of defending themselves. When you see these kids running around throwing stones at the soldiers, that's because they have no guns, no weapons, nothing. They have nothing to defend. And they unfortunately are caught between staged forces. It's just almost as bad as the American military or the police force in Canada, United States, enacting a dramatization to further terrorize people and believing that, you know, whatever they want you to believe or propagate. So I'm going to let you listen to Shai. Hopefully this thing will work, so that you can understand what's going on in Israel. And if you're not, you know, if you're anti-Semitic, whatever, you should still listen to this. You know, I understand there's a lot of animosity toward the people of Israel, but I'm going to tell you something about the people of Israel. The people of Israel are no smarter than anybody else. They're just as dumb as anybody else. And they have fallen for the same bullshit just like everybody else. And the propagation and the nonsense that they have been, you know, under the same horseshit that we have been in America and Canada. We've all often thought of ourselves as a free people. We ain't free. We have never been free. We had this illusion of being free. But that is all it was, is an illusion. Your rights, you don't have any. George Carlin told you that years ago. He was correct. You don't have any rights. You have privileges. Privileges are being taken away from you. And now they're being given back to you if you capitulate to taking the injectable. And they're even offering you university scholarships. They're offering you cars, toys, lotteries. They're offering you all kinds of shit to take this shot. Because they know damn well you ain't going to live long enough to enjoy any of it. In Canada, they're offering you one semester. Oh, we'll give you a free semester. Woo! If any Canadian jumps on that, boy, they're really cheap, aren't they? You don't think much of yourself, you know. But they are, I think the reason why they're only giving them one semester is because they know they're not going to make it to the one. You know, Canada's just cheap, you know, cheap. The government will cheapen the people. That, you know, even when it came to the HST and GST checks for the return, they gave $50 to people. Oh, yeah, ooh, we're getting $50 back. Oh, we can buy a bottle of alcohol and a little bubblegum. Ooh, that's all it took. Oh, we can buy some beer. Oh, $50, we can buy a case of beer. Yeah, that's all it took. Cheap whores. Even the prostitute charges more than what these people took. I'm serious. It's incredible what they've done. So anyway, I'm going to try to get this going. Hopefully you can hear it. Hear Shy talk. Hold on. Oh, again, I have to buffer again. Yeah, I have to fill in the gap here. This is, hold on a second. Maybe I hit the wrong button here. Well, it doesn't take much. Well, here we go.
As Palestine, if you like, or with the Arab people, yes. But not just outside of Israel, because things are happening obviously inside Israel as well. So before I start to tell you and the audience what's going on, at least from my perspective, I just want to remind everyone that the mainstream media is full of lies. And it's just a reminder, because I see what happens here in Israel, and I'm just telling you that because a lot of people who don't believe the media when they were pushing the COVID-19 bullshit, now they believe the media because the media is talking about war. And in Israel we have this conditioning that when the media is speaking about Palestinians or Muslims and Jews and a war between them, so we believe the media because the media is a arm of the government and the other arm is the army and the army protects us, etc., etc. So yes, it's true to an extent, but most of the time we get a lot of lies. And I want to remind the viewers, not just abroad but mostly in Israel, stop believing the media, because the media is full of lies. All right? And even more so abroad, you may get a deliberate twisted stories out there about what's going on in Israel. Now this I say without taking a stand here, I'm just reminding, generally speaking, reminding everyone, and we had a year and a bit now to fully be convinced that the MSM is lying to us. So just 100%. Keep in mind when we go and speak about what's going on in Israel right now. Another thing to remind before we dive into it is that this vaccine passport bullshit, it's not a vaccine, it's genetically modifying substances, experiments, etc. But generally speaking, the vaccine passport thingy has started in Israel and then started to spread to other places. What we see now in Israel may be a test as well to see how they can push it in other countries as well. And by saying that, now I will move a layer deeper into what's going on in Israel. A week ago, the government announced, the army announced, that tomorrow, it was maybe 10 days ago, saying in a few days, a very large simulation or exercise or drill will start in Israel that will simulate all fronts attack on Israel. In and out, meaning the army for 1 month. That's what they published 10 days ago, roughly 10 days ago. That very soon, in the next few days, a large army drill exercise will start in Israel for 1 month that will simulate all fronts attack on Israel, i.e. Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Jordan, wherever you want, okay, as well as from inside. Couple of days later, they said it's postponed. But it already started. This they didn't say, this I say. By the time they say the drill starts, it started already. And I have a few things to say about that, but just to bear in mind, they say it starts, then they said a couple of days after that they postponed it to the 18th of May. So 3 days from now.
3 days from now.
As if, yeah, the exercise will start. But meanwhile, we are already a few days into this exercise.
And that's
what
right.
is this exercise? Before I go into what is happening really in Israel, I will say this. 9/11. When 9/11 attack happened, there was an exercise simulating exactly that. An attack by an airplane on the Twin Towers. Few years later, there was a bomb in a London underground, in the subway, in the London underground train. And at the same time, the same day, there was a drill simulating a bomb
attack.
That's
right. That's the modus operandi, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Next thing. When Prime Minister of Israel, Yitzhak Rabin, was murdered in 94, I think it was, there was a drill. At that evening, there was a drill attacking the Prime Minister. And it was taken down. Next one. Event 201 was a simulation about a pandemic, a world pandemic that will happen. And what we see three months after, roughly, is exactly what the simulation said will happen.
Yeah.
Couple of weeks ago, roughly, in Tzfat, in a very holy place in Israel, there was a very, very sad and bad incident where a group of people were crashed under many other people because the road was blocked, and 45 people, including children, died from this. A day before, there was a drill simulating exactly that. So what I'm saying now, after giving these little points, we are now inside an exercise. Like the whole COVID-19, people need to know that. The whole COVID-19 is an exercise. Maybe a wet drill or a wet exercise or a wet simulation, not dry.
A live simulation, yeah.
A live simulation, thank you. I say wet because in Hebrew we say wet, but yes. Live simulation, but this is for real. I mean, for the elite, let's say, or the globalists, because they're not really elite, they are the opposite, but
they're definitely not elite.
Exactly. For the globalists, this is just an exercise, this is just a simulation. For us, this is reality, right? We need to understand that. So basically, now this exercise,
it's sort of like I'm sorry, I'm having a little audio delay here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I was just going to say, it's almost as if it's like something that they're telling themselves as a kind of cover, that it's just a simulation, it's a drill, it's not real, whereas in reality the damage is very real.
Exactly. And I can tell you that, look, I can say it's an exercise. What is actually happening, now I go into the actual events in Israel, all right? What we see, and again, taking consideration that the MSM is full of, you know, full of lies, all right? What is actually happening, and I get this from the from friends, from the social media, and some videos, and some comments, and etc. And I don't get any information, you know, maybe 1% of what I get is from the MSM, right? And so basically, we see very large attacks of Arabs on Jews in Israel.
I see.
We also see, I would say, very little attacks from Jewish people on Arabs. I don't know how it's outside. I'm telling you.
I can tell you what it's like outside from what I've seen on Twitter. you know. I'll tell you, on Twitter, what I've been seeing the last few days is a lot of people posting videos of the demolition of the buildings in Gaza.
Sure.
There was a media building, I understand, right? And then there were apartment buildings next to it, and one of the apartment buildings had been crushed or something. There were some fatalities, there were some numbers, 67 civilians killed, 14 children, you know, and lots of scenes of debris and buildings coming down, children bleeding, taken to the hospital, things like that. Those are the pictures on Twitter. And then there's also some information, and in fact a map showing several places from different parts of Palestine sending rockets into Israel. So, and then you have mainstream, and this comes from mainstream media, this map, and the map and the rocket information. And then mainstream media is reporting that, you know, it's an attack on both sides, and Israel has a right to defend itself, which, you know, is the party line. We hear this all the time.
Leave all that. These, let's say it's true, it belongs to before COVID-19, before before COVID-19, we were conditioned to think in terms of left and right, and Israel and Palestinians, and they attacked first, etc., etc.
Right.
I want people to think differently about the situation. We now know it's basically, or generally speaking, it's governments against people.
It's definitely that, yes.
Now, for sure, the government is doing something here, and we know they've been taking orders from outside of Israel, probably from Switzerland, probably from the Vatican, probably from the city of London, doesn't matter exactly now right. Where they take their orders from. But this is according to a plan. There is a plan. And what is the plan? One second. One of the places the plan is written is this paper of the Rockefeller Foundation.
Oh, right.
Okay? And in this, I've showed it many times. There's this chapter, Lockstep. All right?
Lockstep, and Operation Lockstep, yeah.
Here it says that because of COVID, there will be a lot of civil unrest. Now, Ramola, what is happening in many countries is that there is actually civil unrest. I mean, we see demonstrations.
There's protest. Yeah.
Exactly. We see protests of 100,000 people, 200,000 people, 50,000 people. This is civil unrest in many places. In Israel, there were not many protesters. I mean, there's one big with like few thousands in Jerusalem against BBBBB. Okay. But the rest of the demonstrations, there were very little. So basically, according to this, there was no civil unrest in Israel. So now they are playing the card of Muslims and Jews. And funny enough, or strangely enough, all fronts, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, and the Arabs in Israel, as if they got an order, and at the same day, almost, there's an uprising. So someone took a match and light it, okay, or pass an order so everyone will react together. And again, I remind everyone, this is an exercise. It's not to say it's not real for us, but you can see also that the amount of dead people or wounded people, etc., could have been much higher till now. My concern is the 18th. Because in 3 days from now, the actual drill should start. And at the same time, Ramola, just a couple of days ago, maybe 3 people or 4 people sitting in a committee in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament, they've decided that in 10 days from now, meaning in 1 week from now, they will vaccinate the children of Israel.
Oh my God.
So basically, there's like a sidetrack here, which is really real, and shops are being burnt, cars being burnt, people are getting hurt.
This is inside Israel? This is happening inside Israel?
Absolutely. All the mixed cities like Jerusalem, Jaffa, Haifa, Akko. Like in Akko, there is no one Jewish shop left.
Wow.
Everything is burnt. Yes. And I don't know how it looks there. Yes, they will probably
I don't think
it.
I heard anything about this. I mean,
of
I haven't checked the news today, but
Ramona,
I didn't hear about it yesterday at all.
That's why I'm saying there's major attacks on Jewish people in Israel. And yes, it's not to say that the Israeli army is not attacking or as if attacking. I don't know exactly.
Correct. It sounds very contrived, as you just stated,
of
Shai.
Course. Now, I want to show you something.
Very set up.
I want to show you something. Look.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
No,
what
no,
is
no,
that
wait.
Burning?
Just see. Again. This is how they make news today.
Oh, you're kidding. Is this a CGI fire? Is that
yes.
what you said? Oh,
look,
my
this
gosh.
This is how it looks. Look.
So it's possible to make news in this way now, and this
not
is what they're actually
possible,
doing.
Ramona. This is how they make news.
This is what they're doing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. I'll show you another thing. It's not, again, it's not to take sides. I just, one second, I want to show you another thing, all right?
Yeah.
Let me just find it. Yes. It's not to take side. I just want to show stuff that people don't see normally. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, you see this? This is in Gaza. This is in Gaza.
Oh my gosh.
But all this is not real, Ramola.
No, it is not real. Clearly these are actors. Just look at the grins on their faces, right? And yeah. That's
okay,
what
so,
is okay. And this one,
yes,
girl is actually
and,
being made up.
Look, I don't want to show too much. It's not about that. It's not to take sides. I just want to remind people that we are being played, okay?
Yes, yeah.
And we are being played by the bastards, by the globalists. And the part of the idea is that people will not be able to trust the government,
mm-hmm.
and there will be civil unrest. And maybe uprising of the people, so they can use military dictatorship or military regime. And this is what they're trying to do here. And why I say this
I
again, Israel...
They try to do it everywhere.
Wait. First, Pfizer CEO...
First, Israel.
Pfizer CEO, as well as Bibi, they admitted a few months ago that Israel is the lab of the world, right?
Oh, that's right. In that little clip, and they were talking about vaccine passports, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now, what if this was a message, not just for vaccines, this was a message for everything that is coming now our way. Israel is a lab of the world. Now, I know for a fact that since the establishment of Israel, they run some really nasty Nazi tests and experiments here in Israel on children, on soldiers, on civilians. Now, you can say this also in many other countries. I'm not saying at
right.
all that Israel
right.
is special in that sense, but I do know this for a fact.
I see.
Okay? So what if everything they've been saying to us, and we know, again, that this is how they walk, these globalists, this
yeah.
sick, really sick people.
They are totally sick.
What they are doing is they are telling us what they're going to do. Look at this Klaus Schwab, this little Nazi from Switzerland, all right?
Yeah.
He's saying there will be cyber attacks and it will be much worse than the COVID. They are really serious and they really mean what they say. Although they
yeah.
say it with a, you know, really laid back attitude, we should take them really seriously. And it's what I've been doing for 12 or that many
yeah.
years. I
yeah.
take them seriously and I try to warn people about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what if what they are doing now in Israel, it's an exercise and it's a lab. They want to see how a military regime or a military dictatorship can go down our throat.
Right.
And I can tell you that while they have the army in the streets, they have the vaccinations on the children. And they build, obviously, in many countries, they build already a prison or
camps.
I don't know, but concentration camps, for me, just concentration camps. And what if all this is going to happen? And I remind everyone that we're talking about an exercise until 2025. I mean, according to these sick people, the COVID-19 drill should finish by 2025. and by that right. time they want to reduce the population of the planet by such and such. Why? Right. This is our reality according to their exercise. So this is one part of the story, not to say that I know everything that is going on in Israel, because who knows, but yeah. really I'm in a relatively quiet place. It can get really noisy in a second. Israel mm-hmm. is basically under a large part of Israel under flames, right? They're being attacked, shops are being burned, people are being attacked in the streets. The Israeli police does not help the Israeli people. There's no help. If you go 2 weeks ago, Ramallah, because some protests, and you see full police outside giving fines for masks, and you have, how you say, this big car that spray water on everyone to disperse the crowd. Mm-hmm. Now you don't see them. There's no police in the streets, as if there's no pandemic anymore. There's a full-on attacks by Arab, I would say Israeli Arabs, who live mm-hmm. in Israeli cities. They attack Jewish people or other Israelis in their hometown, as if there was no coexistence in the last so many
wow.
years.
Wow, so absolute now, chaos has been let loose, and it sounds like the police are standing down, is what you're saying. The
police is definitely standing down. And we see, what we see is also some strange uniformed forces, not police, not army, some other units. Nobody
what
knows
kind them. Of uniform are they wearing, just so people know?
No tags, no identification of police or army. Really strange. Some like private units,
private army. Units, because a lot of companies do have private security
of
units
course,
now
of course
right.
and we like know Zerko. Name, black whatever, I forgot the name.
Black Cube, Blackstone, Black Rock.
Yes, Black Cube. Yes, they have private army, mm-hmm. and they've been doing it. And Israel has been involved in such things for many years. Not just Israel, obviously. Also the states. Also everyone.
Yes,
all the big ones.
Yeah.
They are all in this together. So, and I want to give now, like, if I can, just zoom out from what I just said,
mm-hmm.
and I want to remind everyone. At least that's my point of view, and as days pass, I see that it's true. And what I want to say is that these sick people, they know that where Israel will go, the rest of the world will probably follow. I know what I say is strange, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, but Israel has the Bible. Christianity and Islam were what to do? They were established on the Bible. The Bible is their base. The moral ground of all of us is the Ten Commandments from the Bible, that according to the Israeli or Jewish story, the Bible was given by God. Now, mm-hmm. maybe people wrote it, maybe, who knows, but our moral foundation is the Bible.
Right.
These big people, and they say it over and over again, the Illuminati, the Cabal, the Zionism, you know, you go Rothschild, you go Adam Weishaupt, you go Theosophy, you go Madame Blavatsky, you go Shabtai Tzvi, you go all these names, a long history. What they want to do is demoralize us.
That's
they
right.
want to ruin our moral foundation. Who gives this moral foundation to the world is the Ten Commandments. They want to ruin it. How you do that? By ruining Israel. And by ruining Israel, you ruin the moral foundation of the world, of humanity. And they want to take down humanity. How you do that? First, you take down Israel. You take down the moral foundation. Now, what I see personally in this...
Well, I wanted to give you a little bit of what was being said there regarding to everything being staged. The media is staging all the events, the CGI, the bullshit. I had first-hand experience with the staging, being interviewed myself by the CBC, which is a joke. That's the Canadian bullshit cast of Canada. It has absolutely no real qualifications to call itself a representation of the media. It is the wing and the arm of the government. In my experience with it, 10-minute interview, 6-second exposure, but what they did do for me is they allowed me to say the term jumping. Even though they started off with the whole thing about, you know, disinformation. They started off that way. But the thing was, they still got the message out I wanted to get out. And I knew I was going to take a hit, but they basically staged whatever they staged on that set. CTV is no different. They did the same thing. They weren't as bad, but it's the same. As the CNN head guy stated, the media is only there to get a sensationalized story so that you would watch their network and buy from their supporters or their advertisers to keep them afloat. That's it. There's nothing more. They're not here to tell you the story that you need to see. They're not here to tell you the truth. They're not there to pay, they're not there to give you the truth. They're there to entertain and put you to sleep. But in this situation now, because we've become so desensitized to violence, we become so desensitized to sex, we have become so desensitized to greed, we have become so desensitized to graft and corruption, that when we see it in real life, we don't even respond. Okay? We don't even react. We just almost accept this as part of the normal, par for the course, the existence that we're in. This is what we are, this is what's going on with the staging of the media. Don't ever, and I said this before, even on this network, don't ever believe anything that TV tells you. It is full of shit. Never, never believe a politician. Never ever believe the media. The media works for the political will. And when he said that they were going to stage a exercise, excuse me, and they actually carried out that exercise in reality, that was the key thing they did. Oh, this is just an exercise. In other words, this is just make believe. This is bullshit. This is just the, you know, this is just staged. And then they carried out the activity. You know, when we watch The Simpsons and they show us, for instance, Donald Trump is dead in his coffin. Okay, so basically we're assuming now that because The Simpsons said that Mr. Trump is going to wind up assassinated or dead, he's going to be in a coffin. Now, we don't know how that's going to happen. We don't know if that's, a preliminary stage forecast event that they're going to bring on. We don't know what it is, but every time we do see things on television, sci-fi, cartoons, whatever they may be, they sometimes give you a forecast of things to come. How many movies have you watched that desensitized you about things that were going on and that they depicted as a scenario, and then later it happened, and you think, oh, it's just coincidence. We are being prepared and prepped in order to accept whatever they want to show, so that when it does happen, you are desensitized, you don't respond, you don't react. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they're putting lithium back in the water. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they're putting fluoride in the water. We're being exposed to high levels of aluminum in the air, strontium and thorium, which are all designed to cause brain damage. Brain malfunctionality. You can't remember stuff. Remember how many times I hear this? I used to have a good memory. I can't remember shit. I can't remember what they did 5 minutes ago. I have to really think hard because the head's loaded with things that are causing a short circuitry to happen in your head. And then when you watch the television and you see them propagating whatever they're propagating, you accept that as almost par for the course. This is what's going on, and this is where you have to start thinking in terms of, this is a programmed box. Television programming. It is teleporting or transporting through your vision, the program they want you to be programmed into. When you watch the news, all you hear is bullshit. It's all you hear. And how many times, okay, when you watch this, the link will be on there, you'll see the CGI. You'll see bloody body parts all over the place, like it looks like some major explosion happened. It's all Hollywood. The Twin Towers, when everyone looked at that on television, we were all going, it never, no planes hit the building. There are people that they had interviewed after the fact that said there was no planes that they saw hit the building, but what they did hear were explosions, which we didn't see. We saw this plane, this distraction, and we saw that missile hit Washington, D.C. It was all staged, all of it. How is it that an airplane going through the White House, okay, going through nine layers of walls, how come the window that was beside the hole wasn't destroyed or damaged? Go look at the tape. You'll see a big round 9-foot hole circumference and a little wee window standing beside the hole. A missile was fired. If that even happened. They may have already had that all cut out and designed. They may already had it all staged and had all this debris all over the ground. This is how they have been doing this to us. They got us believing that the shit going on in Israel and the Middle East. Like I said, if you actually look at the Middle East, it is in ruins. Palestine doesn't have enough money to buy guns. Hell, they don't need enough money to repair and restore the buildings that have been demolished by all the destructive events that the Israeli military has leveled there. And like I said, we believe this media thing. Oh, those poor people, they're surrounded by enemies. It's all staged. They do have incidences. They do have attacks. They do have violence that happens in the countryside. But what country doesn't? I grew up in the United States of America. I grew up in a ghetto. I seen violence firsthand. It didn't happen every day, but there were days when some things did happen. That happens everywhere. And it's happening more and more and more because of the staged events that are being depicted on the media, on the news, the bullshit that they have been telling us. I read a report the other day from a doctor who had actually gotten a real report from the CDC. I don't have a copy of it. But in his report, he stated that the actual number of people that are dying today from the vaccines worked out to 4,200 people a day. A day. But the media is staging all kinds of horseshit about, oh, you got 10 people out of 1,000 or 10,000. You know, they're safe. 4,200 people a day are dying from the vaccine. They are slaughtering people left, right, and center. That works out to over 120,000 people a month. And I believe that's just in North America, Canada, and U.S. This is about to get real with what they've done. And I'm going to tell you something. They are going to stage more and more bullshit on this and blame and continue to blame that this corona COVID. Now they're calling it SARS COVID. I don't know if anybody's actually following this correctly or believing this horseshit, but they never identified this. So how is it now that we're creating another vaccine, another biological or bio agent or bio warfare agent to inject into people? What gets me is people will continue to bare their ass or bare their arm and get this injection and then die. And they'll all have died for nothing. You know. The whole thing that we're seeing today on television, on the media, in the magazines, and the propagation of this bullshit, it's all staged. Let me see if I can get this other one going. In regarding to, let's see where the heck I put it now. Oh, all right. Let me try this. This is Fauci admits it was all theater. The whole wearing of the mask, he said, wasn't scientific, but optic. Let me see if I can get it going. Hold on. Nope, of course.
Change what you do when you wear a mask. Excuse me, how has it changed what you do? How has it changed your mask wearing practices?
Well, you know, George, I'm obviously careful because, I mean, I'm a physician and a healthcare provider. I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. But being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. And that's the reason why in indoor settings now, I feel comfortable about not wearing a mask because I'm fully vaccinated.
Finally, I know the President Biden announced it.
Hold on. Now, this little titmouse can't even tell a lie straight. A, he was never vaccinated. That was also staged. If you actually look at his vaccination, he never got one. The wearing of the mask, I mean, if you go back to the very beginning when he was interviewed by 60 Minutes, again, he stated back then that all it was window dressing. It didn't do anything. And yet, to this very day, we're being propagated to, where's your mask? Where's your mask? You got people telling you, where's your mask? You should be telling these people to tell you, where's your mask? Are you a effing doctor? If not, shut the F up. I don't need to hear your BS. If you want to wear a mask because you're afraid of your own shit and you bought into the narrative, that is your problem. And that's how we should really be responding. Because these people have no balls, they have no backbone. They're too busy kissing the ass of these people that are making these rules as they go along. Well, I'll read the article. It'll be in the thing too. Let me see here. On Monday, Dr. Fauci admitted that his mask wearing had less to do with science and more to do with optics. How can anybody believe this bastard? This is what I can't get. He is nothing but a staged hand, an actor that they're paying to perform and to propagate whatever nonsense is going on. You know. So, when we're looking at this whole scenario about being staged, this is why the deception has to stop. This is what we all have to say. We have had enough of your bullshit. We are not getting your injections. We are done. We're done wearing your mask. We're done following your bullshit. We are done, done, done. And those of you who have taken that injectable, I feel really sorry for you. That's all I got to say. Because you were duped and played. All right, I'm going to go now to another vid, another interview that we did here talking about the current status of what's happening with these jumping and transfer. I had a lady today come in to my shop, had felt that she had been jumped. Isn't that a play of words? I was jumped today. So we got her surging, she felt better, and then afterwards she vomited. She felt way better. Whatever got inside was trying to access her, and she got the release from it. So anyway, we saw that we could, with this surging procedure, could help shut it down before it had an actual chance to do anything. But anyway, I'm going to give you another thing to listen to. See if I can get this going. Give me a second. Because again, sometimes these things have to buffer. And then they sort of, you know, come up out of nowhere. This was an interview I did with Karen McDonald and Alfred Lambermont. So, not sure what's going on here. Everybody froze. Everyone's frozen. Maybe what I can do is get rid of this, and I might speed it up. Okay, for now it's on freeze, so I'll just talk a little bit about the interview. See where we're at here. Okay, hopefully this thing will come back to life. Okay, anyway, I have to wait till this thing buffers. That happens sometimes with these things, but we had an interview, and it was pretty good. I think it was pretty good. What happened now? And we were talking about the nano, and she was talking about biofeedback and what she was picking up in the frequencies. And we were explaining how through the frequencies, they can actually send a frequency that can access your DNA or access your system and then give you the give you a symptom. They can transport a symptom to your system where I'm going to try refreshing this, where it can simulate the what's going on in regarding to what's happening today. Oop, here we go. In a second.
Okay, which I use spring planner that we're just dealing with simple pathologies. There's nothing simple.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Here we go.
Then I'd like to see if you could maybe talk a little bit about what you're finding, because I agree with you. You made a very, I thought, famous thing that, you know, if they really think that the alfalfa and all this is going to, you know, cure their disease and the pine tree needle oil, I think you made a cute comment about you've got some, like, Canadian cheese for them up on Mars to get a little more land.
Well, yeah, I get tired of hearing bullshit sometimes. And again, I hear it so much that I get to a point where, you know, I have one nerve left around it, and you're going to hear it now. The Canadian is going to flow. That's how that I define that. I have been getting reports elsewhere verifying what you're saying, that their life force is void, they're not the same, there's something, it's like a possession, they're being possessed.
Yeah.
Okay, and what you're talking there is telekinesis.
Yes.
Okay, so with 3D printing, and this is our research going way back 13 years ago, with 3D printing, it's like the teleportation device on Star Trek. You take the molecules, or you take the DNA, or you take a code, any code you want. And you can now direct that code into anybody, anywhere, and you can create a flu, create a venom, create any kind of pathology you want. You can create that, and now it, because of the nanoparticulates that you have inside, that can be programmed. Once it accesses the DNA or the RNA, you can manufacture it. It's there. So that's valid to a T. Anybody tells you anything else, you tell them to go pound salt, because they don't know what they're talking about. They're mm-hmm. still thinking in some biological manner that we're just dealing with simple pathologies. There's nothing simple anymore. It's all been mutated. It's all been altered. So anything that you're dealing with today, you have to, okay, the way I deal with it, disengage the program, flush it out, rebuild. Okay, now the last thing I pointed out, we did on the BitChute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm big on EMPs to knock out the nano, knock out the programming. There's no way you can directly hit this with any kind of frequency, because there's just way too many. They can alter, they can adapt, they can change, they can morph. So the only way you can do it is put them to sleep by either eliminating them through a high pulse EMP, a high static charge or surge, which works like an EMP, except instead of using a magnetic field, using a static electrical field, which wipes out everything, or being encased in a very high ionic field, which then will short out any transmissions that will come to a host, yeah, there you go, to alter any assault to the DNA. So if you do that, you have a high... Okay, I have friends of mine come in here. I got a Van de Graaff. I built a capacitor, which is actually a collector. And that thing, once I put that, make contact with you, it surges through you and disengages whatever. I had a young woman sitting at a Bible study. That's a good one. She was sitting at a Bible study and her arm went numb. She asked the woman beside her if she'd been infected. She said, yes, I called it an infection, not an injection. So she got up and left. So she came here the next day and I had to put her through that to disengage the program. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm finding like virtually the same thing has been happening. And what I found that it has been helpful is to take the Genius Biofeedback, which we get at geniusbiofeedback.com, where they can do it for free, okay? That's to deal with this, with these guys, which is great. So they've got a 2-week free thing you can download onto a phone. And then what I've been doing is using headphones, or actually I've got a transmitter plate, okay, which I use spring water because it's biophotonic, so it will pick up, you know, a little bit better. And like my pH up here, for example, when I do the ORP and everything else here, but the pH here is just, it's 10.83 to 11 actually. It's like, and I think they know I was here and they just made the best water ever. But that's what I've been doing, and then using that also as a flushing mechanism. So it could be used in the enemas, steams, and what I've been doing is also herbs in the vagina called a womb or detox pearl. And then I've been doing also something which most people have never ever seen. Like I said, the amount of lack of whatever, but they're actually like herbs that you can put in, because I need the absorption. So either we can put these in the vagina, or with guys, we can make, well, in women, we use what's called essential oil or herbal suppositories. So I make those up as well that are injectable either way. So one of the things, though, when I was looking at some of the stuff you were talking about, the 5G is a little different, obviously, with the compared to the 6G. So that 60 gigahertz there is affecting the water molecule, right? And
when it hits your body, it goes in. You got to remember, it's an infrared and a microwave at the same time.
Right.
So when the infrared goes in, it goes in 4 inches. So it opens the pathway for the microwave to go in. When it hits the cells, it releases the hydrogen, which then increases its conductivity, making it also superconductive. So it does far more damage on a cellular level, tissue level, DNA level, genetic level. I mean, and then when it comes out, it seals itself. So unless you know what you're looking for, you don't know. You wouldn't know you were hit. And the only thing that I know that can block a 6G frequency is brass. So, and brass is super expensive. So you can, or the other method you have that's available is matching frequency with frequency, so that if they hit, okay, the intensity has to be identical. So if they hit, they basically neutralize. It's the only other option you really have. And because of the level of intensity these frequencies are, they're not, 5G has limited range. They use it for facial recognition, they use it when you're walking down the street, streetlights monitor your bio signs, your clothing, they can get you from the back of the head, front of the head, side of the head, they got you every which way, they can monitor you. That ain't gonna do a whole lot, that can get past the tree. That's why I never understood why everyone's so gung-ho about 5G, but 6G, that goes through a building. You know, you're talking almost scale art level there, what you're talking. So, you know, when they get into this whole 5G, and they've been still for, what, 3 or 4 years, harping on 5G, like, we're way past 5G. We're building 20G antenna in Canada.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, we got 20G to worry about.
Yeah, so.
But, yeah. Okay, so what's your thing, too, is that, part of the thing, I've noticed a huge difference, okay? Like right now, I've got my camper up on the, you know, when the reserves, the First Nation, and I'm ready to bug out right now because I've had enough. So it's time for the lake and whatever else. Because what I've also seen is that everyone, the clients, part of the recovery process is they have to be, again, surrounded by the trees, right? The water, the electrical, I mean, that's your
ions.
That's your ions right there, the negative ions. And that's why, you know, Tony's talked about a lot of stuff where you can get air tamers or Woola or whatever. There's lots of these little electrical magnetic ones that you can wear or put on your belts or whatever, but this is the air tamer right there, and you can see it's actually pulsing out.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about, creating that ionic field around you, that, you know, 2 or 3 feet, kind of a grid. And again, they're not too bad. They're like $60.
$2 then. These are the ones I got were a lot more, but yeah.
No, I know, but the very bottom ones I've seen, bottom end are $70. These ones are more like about $180 right now. Yeah, the Airtamer 3320 or whatever. But anyway, one of the things I've noticed too is there seems to be a connection. These people, I agree with you, their souls are harvested. They've been uploaded to the grid. Call it a demonic possession, call it whatever you want. They're not there, but they present, and this is what I've said to the stores, and I've now talked to some of the military and the commanders, and that's why I want to talk also with Judge Alfred Weber and yourself, because what it is now is these people are posing the actual threat. Forget the masking, forget all the what they were doing up till this point. They are now the transmitters and delivery systems right at your front door. They're targeting people. They're showing up just out of the blue. Or I've got people that go to the grocery store and people are coming up full body contacting them, strangers, like just psychotic behavior. And from there, they've almost become part of that, what we call the mind hive and what we call the Internet of Things. They've been neural uplink. And that's what I think the whole Project Odin, Lockstep, everything. This is our worst nightmare. But one of the things I've seen in here too, because now they throw in that CRISPR technology, and if what I'm seeing is correct, and I look at the biofield on someone, right? So as you know, when we're dealing with radionics in here, we're doing that whole thing. They're like, I'm looking at the aquarium and the individual, and in that biofield, like I said, we are picking up the most bizarre, you know, kind of venom. So I've made an anti-venom just temporarily, and an anti-bio warfare, because you said reverse engineering. It's kind of a little bit of a bandage poach, but I think you have the rest of it. But this is the kind of, you know, snake venom that I'm seeing in the clients in the radionic field. Copperheads, stuff that doesn't exist.
Think about all that set of venom. Don't think of it in that way. Think of it as a program, operating system.
Oh, I agree.
Okay, think of it as an operating system. So, what do you do with an operating system? That's too complex to try to break that down with this, that. It'll be forever. So hit it with a high impact surge or an impact EMP or both.
Right.
Surge, then pulse. Because what happens is now when I built a triangle, the reason why I went with that design is because that puts out a field 3 or 4 times further than a square or a circle. And each corner has a different field. The center has a different field. Each side on the inside has a different field. Each corner on the outside has a different field. And each side on the outside has a different field. So when you pulse somebody with that, it is hitting them bop, 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 every which way. There is no chance for that program to reboot. You've fried it. And when the stuff comes out of their skin, it will be black, brackish burnt.
Yes.
Okay. What you've got is you've identified it, but the problem with that is, the only problem that I see with that, is if it's being transmitted as a frequency, and you're trying to deal with it as a physicality,
yeah,
may boost the body's immune system to be able to fight it off better, but that's still, that operating system is still there. I think once you wipe that out completely with a pulse or a surge, then you may not even need to give them the remedies that you're giving. You may find they'll just start to recover. The only thing that I found, the biggest thing that I found to give people back with the nano is mineral salts, chlorides. Biggest thing I've given is chlorides. That seems to give, because that cleans up whatever shit's left behind. Okay? Because what they don't talk about with salts, they talk about magnesium citrate, magnesium malate, magnesium ascorbate, but they don't talk about magnesium chloride or calcium chloride or sodium chloride. Those chlorides are the key to sanitizing the system and sustaining the immune support. So if something does come in while they're recovering, it's there to also help fight off, because their immune system's already compromised. We're not going to be able to fight. But this keeps everything at bay as well on the inside. So I'm saying what you're probably finding, what frequencies they're sending out to build in each person. So if you hit it with a frequency, poof, you kind of end it right there. You hit it with a high power stack, bang, poof, there goes the signal. If you hit it with a high power EMP, let's say it's because it's associating itself to some nano operating system, poof, okay. Incorporate that. I think you'll find more.
No, I think, you know, definitely.
Okay, that was another interview we talked about in regarding to what we're all going to be dealing with, and we're not going to be dealing with the simplest pathologies that we had in yesteryear. We're going to be dealing with augments. We're going to be dealing with genetically engineered. We're going to be dealing with nano-engineered. We're going to be dealing with biometric API. We're going to be dealing with a lot of things that will be able to integrate with your DNA and connect directly to your operating system. I even was thinking today, I was talking to somebody, and it occurred to me after I did the interview that with the transmission, like through telephoresis or even through a cell phone, because see, your cell phone engages you on a DNA level. You might want to start wearing some kind of glove when you're handling your phone. This way it doesn't have a direct access to your DNA. Just a thought. Because what if through a transmission, through your phone, and I believe there is research on this that validates what I'm going to tell you now, I think I read it a long time ago, that through your cell phone they can connect directly to you through the DNA because you're already jacked in with the phone, and they can transmit whatever code they want that could match whatever protein sequence they designed to send to you to activate some kind of health condition inside of you. It's not that far-fetched. This is why I don't listen to any of these frequency things that people send me. Oh, go to this channel and you listen to this frequency and it'll do this and do that. Most of those frequencies are hijacked. They're designed so that you go to those places and then they're experimenting to see if they can connect to your DNA and transmit something that can cause some problem. That's the world we live in. And it's not a world to be afraid of. It's not a world to be phobic about. It's a world to understand the nature of what's really going on. You see, this is the problem. The truth will set you free. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's what the biblical phrase is saying. Now, that's also referencing knowing Jesus, because Jesus said he was the truth. But it also references where if we understand what we're actually dealing with, then we'll know what to do when the situation should arise. You know. So, again, we're dealing with what we're dealing with. You know, and this is how we have to deal. The whole perspective on the assault, the game that they're playing, the staging, the distractions, this is where you have to understand not to get sucked in. Shai had even said in his thing not to engage in any kind of activity that could present a issue, but on the same token, be armed. You need to be able to defend yourself. You can't come from a place of weakness. Even Ronald Reagan used to tell you that, walk quietly, carry a big stick, because if you have a means of defense, nobody is going to push you around. The only reason governments have stayed in check in North America is because people had their possession of their handguns or rifles. That should never be surrendered. Ever. Ever. Because once that happens, we'll wind up like Australia. 80% crime increase overnight because of the surrendering of the weaponry. You know. And they've had absolutely no problem doing what they're doing. The whole thing is a stage. Everything that we've been seeing has been staged to keep on with the deception. If they had come at us in a confrontational way, there would have been a battle. It was easier to lie, deceive, weave, and manipulate to get you where you're at today. So anyway, the links will be on the page. There'll be a lot of other things there as well, which I didn't get to today, but I think the rest of the stuff that you'll see will correlate to what, you know, we were talking about throughout. So like I said, you know, really look at these links, share them with everybody. listen to what Shai had to say in Israel. Listen to what, you know, Karen McDonald and Alper Lambermont were doing. Listen to that Fauci thing. Yeah, the words are just not enough. So anyway, I'm going to let it go at that. And as I say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, understand what he's talking about, understand what the message, get the message. Read Revelations, understand the times we're in. You know, I'm going to encourage you to keep on reading that book. So, you know, check these things out. On the site, there are people there, all kinds of people that are trying to help you out in doing whatever you can, to help you out in getting through all this. You know, check them out. Help them any way you can. You got Brian396, you got Shai, you got Ty, you got Yanni, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Fiona, you got Catherine, you got Deanna, you got Liberty, you got myself. We got all kinds of people there. Help them out any way you can. Help them out financially if you can. If not, help them out by sharing the data. Share the data. We all have to have this thing in common. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The one thing they don't want you to have is the truth. And as long as God is the center of the equation, you'll always have access to it. Remember that. God is not the center of the equation. You have no equation. Remember that too. All right. It's important that you remember that if you don't have the truth, then all you got is a lie. And if all you got is a lie, then all you got is bullshit and more bullshit and more bullshit and more deceit, more games, more manipulations. And you need to be able to see things as they are so you don't get trapped in their entrapments. Alrighty, as I always state, we're still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.